touch with us on Facebook, X, Instagram, and TikTok. Just search Borstal Common Radio.
And how are you doing today? It's Chris Busby here on BC Radio with the Fantasy Chart Show. Yes, it's the show where we have a top 20. And this week, it's a top 20 made up of real chart positions from across the years as at the 26th of July. And of course, we start at number 20. This time, it's 1986. Some candy talking, the Jesus and Mary Chain kick off our top 20. DJ Mike Smith on Radio 1 back in the day banned it because he thought it was about drugs. Apparently, it's not. I bought that on 7-inch. It came as a double pack. It was an EP. You got Some Candy Talking and Psycho Candy and another song called Hit on the first record. And then a whole second record had four acoustic tracks, including an acoustic version of that song. That was the value you got in the 1980s, hey? Number 19, it's Elvis Costello.
She may be the face I can't forget, a trace of pleasure or regret, maybe my treasure or the price I have to pay. She may be the song the summer sings, maybe the chill the autumn brings, maybe 100 different things within the man. measure of a day. She may be the beauty or the beast, may be the famine or the feast, may turn each day into a heaven or a hell. She may be the mirror of my dreams, a smile reflected in a stream. She may not be what she may seem inside her shell.
Elvis Costello's version of She. The original song, 1974, Charles Aznavour and Herbert Kretzmer got to number one with that. Elvis's version was the opening and final sequences from the Notting Hill film that was huge at the time, but it will get no higher than number 19. This one has got a lot higher. On its way down at 18, Hanson. And Umbop, they're from America, and that was up at number one, first single from their first album, Middle of Nowhere, and it got to number one in 12 countries. I mean, that's a pretty good way to start a career, hey? Here's now somebody at number 17 who wasn't starting a career but was having a big comeback. And Kylie's not seen the number one spot in 10 years since Tears on My Pillow in the UK. That song debuted at number one. We find it on its way down. Did you know Paula Abdul was one of the songwriters on it, and it was originally meant to be for her very own album? Also down this week at 16, it's The Cure and the classic The Walk, 1983.
Everyone
So there's only two members in the band at this time, Robert Smith and Lal Tolhurst. And that song was a standalone single and was in support of their fourth album, Pornography. But was actually a huge breakthrough for them commercially. This was pretty good for the Police. They're up four at 15, 1979.
Called you so many times today, and I guess it's all true what your girlfriend said. But you don't ever want to see me again, and your brother's gonna kill me and he's 6 feet ten. I guess you call it cowardice, but I'm not prepared to go on like this. I can't stand losing. I can't stand losing. I can't stand losing you.
Can't Stand Losing You. It had got to number 42 the year before, 1978. Big hit in 79. Comes back again in 1980 as part of the six-pack singles about teenage suicide. And apparently it took only a few minutes to be written by Sting. I mean, he's just a bit too talented for his own good, don't you think? Simply Red, number 40.
I've been laid off from work, my rent is due. Help you, but I'm unable to.
It's Money's Too Tight to Mention, Simply Red. Love that song. Obviously, concerns somebody with economic problems. And there's a reference to Reaganomics in there, which were economic policies implemented by Ronald Reagan to encourage the growth of the American economy. And that reflects the fact it was originally a hit for the Valentine's Brothers, an American group, although they only got to number 41 in 82 in the US. And then Simply Red do their cover of it and have considerable success. Talking of songs that have a later life, here's DNA, Suzanne Vega, Tom's Diner, brand new at number 13.
The man to pour the coffee, and he fills it only halfway. And before I even argue, he is looking out the window at somebody coming in. It is always nice to see you, says the man behind the counter to the woman. Come in, she is shaking her umbrella, and I look the other way as they are kissing their hellos, and I'm pretending not to see them, and instead I pour the milk. I open up the paper, there's a story of an actor who had died while he was drinking. Was no one I had heard of, and I'm turning to the horoscope and looking for the funnies when I'm feeling someone watching me, and so I raise my head. She does not really see me, cause she sees her own reflection, and I'm trying not to notice that she's hitching up her skirt, and while she's straightening her stockings, her hair has gotten wet.
So DNA decided to do something with this, and they put it onto a dance beat from Soul to Soul's Keep On Moving, and they released it to various clubs, and it took off. And A&M, Suzanne Vega's record label, rather than going for copyright infringement, decided to enter into it because Suzanne Vega loved it, and they made it an official release, and well, it was huge. And we find it new at number 13 in 1990, and 10 years earlier.
Rubbing up in a mind rising, it's just, there's more than one thing I need to ask you. Yes, 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 you are so wonderful. yes, 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 yes. I'm fucking feel so angry. Why not fight? Let me benefit from your rights. You're the only way to change things is to show me who arranged it. Rather than try and explain, and you never see. And I'll be with you. Will you finish your room? But we don't know that game. Rather than listen to your records, but your logic's fine to get.
Follow-up to Gino, and it's up 8 places at number 12. And the references in the song to Searching for the Young Soul Rebels is, of course, the name of the album that it comes from. What a great album that is. Absolutely recommend checking it out, their debut album. Okay, now at 1 at 11, Def Leppard and It Bites. Now, here it comes. Sorry about that. I just pressed the wrong button there. Def Leppard playing live, I believe, in September. And they're a band I saw at the Freddie Mercury tribute concert, and they were absolutely brilliant.
Real chart positions from across the years, creating our fantasy chart as at today with Chris Busby.
So let's have a countdown. It's the 26th of July, 2025. Well, the 26th of July every year, as we go through the chart at 20, the Jesus and Mary Chain are brand new with Some Candy Talking in 1986. At 19, Elvis Costello's She is new in 99. And at 18, Down 4, it's Umbop from Handsome in 1997. And brand new, sorry, it's not new, Town 3 at 17, Spinning Around from Kylie in 2000. At 16, The Walk, The Cure, a down 4 in 83, and up 4 at 15, I Can't Stand Losing You, The Police from 1979. At 14, Simply Red, Money's Too Tight, a down 1 in 85, and DNA featuring Suzanne Vega, Tom's Diner, brand new at 13 in 1990. Dexy's up 8 at 12. There, there, my dear, in 80. 8 years later at number 11, up 1. Love Bites, Def Leppard. So, should we get ourselves into that all-important top 10 and go just 1 year later to 1989? Like banning a song to make it a big hit. It's brand new at number 10 in 1989. It's going to go up to number 2. And yes, it was banned because of all the groaning in the middle of the song. It's an American DJ and record producer, Little Louie, who put it together. It was a hit in the US, crossed over to the UK, where it was huge. Number 9, 1982. It's Japan.
To give me kisses, sweet, only for a night and no repeat. Maybe you'll go away and never come. And the taste of honey is worse than that at all. Oh, little girl, in that case I don't want a part to believe that that would only break my
So that's I Second That Emotion from Japan. They're just so distinctive, aren't they? It was written by Smokey Robinson and Al Cleveland, originally back in 1967. One morning, the two of them were shopping in Detroit, and apparently Smokey Robinson found a set of pearls for his wife, Claudette. And they're beautiful, he said to the salesperson. I sure hope she likes them, said Al Cleveland. And then I think Smokey Robinson looked back at him and said, I second that emotion. Hope that made sense. Right, next up, Extreme, More Than Words.
Say
signature song in the UK. It was the third single off their album Porno Graffiti, which was released in 1990 in the US, and it was a massive hit. Topped the charts in Belgium, Canada, the Netherlands, New Zealand, and another top 10 positions in 10 other countries. Oh, the beginning of the 80s, we love a montage, and this is right up there. Enjoy.
Thank you.
So it's up 26 places, count them, to number 7 in 1981. The Royal Philharmonic Orchestra and their Hooked on Classics. And of course, my young self hadn't heard a number of those classic orchestral tracks before. So it served a purpose to bring orchestral music to the youngsters. And bringing synth music to the youngsters, Erasure, number 6. Their 15th top 10 hit. We're in 1994 at this stage. It's entered at number 6 where it peaks, Erasure and Run to the Sun. Now, making waves as a solo artist, sadly after he'd died, at number 5, a new entry for Mr. Freddie Mercury.
Living on my own.
Freddie Mercury, Living on My Own. It was originally released in 1985 from the album Mr. Bad Guy, released as a single, not successful, and then remixed 8 years later by Belgian producers No More Brothers, and suddenly it's a new entry at number 5 in the charts. Okay, we move on to number 4, more synth pop legends. It's the Pet Shop Boys, dropping a couple of places. It's A Sin. Song. It's A Sin, written back in 1982 in Camden by the Pet Shop Boys. It's a hit in 87. They did a demo in 84 when they were first making their way in New York, and eventually they come up with that amazing version, which was a number one hit. It's on its way down this week at number 4. And at number 3, it's another new entry, our highest new entry this week, U2, an Elevation. It's 2001.
Shoot me from a gun. I need- Won't you tell me something true? I believe in you.
It was included in the film Tomb Raider, Lara Croft, and it gets to number one in Ireland. It was their 16th number one there from the album, All That You Can't Leave Behind. Okay, let's crack open the vinyl. A little crackle at number two.
Where are you all coming from?
From Smurfland, where we belong.
Are you talking just like us?
No, we smurf, it's much less fuss.
Do you do things that we don't dare?
We are real smurfs, so we don't care.
This is a song with a nice refrain.
Yes, we will sing it once again.
The flute smurf begins. Yes? Sing along. And now the second part. And now all together. Can you crawl through a water tap?
Yes, we smurf through a water tap.
And climb through a smoky hole?
Yes, and through a smoky hole.
Can you play a tune on a flute?
Smurfing the flute, we think so cute.
Do smurfs like to dance and croon?
Yes, but only to this tune.
Smurfing out of key. Come on, sing in tune.
Yes, sir.
What can I say? I love an eclectic chart, and today is no exception. The Smurfs and the Smurf Song at number two in 1978. The Smurfs date back to the 1950s, and they're still going strong today, with new movies still being released. And long may they reign.
You're listening to The Fantasy Chart Show with Chris Busby on BC Radio.
And let's do that final countdown. At 10, it's French Kiss, Little Louie, new in 89. And at number 9, up 5, Japan, I Second That Emotion in 1982. At 8, Extreme, More Than Words Are New in 91, 10 years earlier. Hooked on Classics, the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra, up 26 places. At 6, Erasure, Run for the Sun, new in 94, also new at 5, Living on My Own in 93, Freddie Mercury. At 4, down 2, The Pet Shop Boys, It's a Sin in 87, and new at number 3, U2, Elevation, our highest new entry. And we just heard the Smurf songs, No Change at number 2 in 1978. Well, a song we could easily catch at number 1 on this show because it stays there for 9 weeks, and it was there this week in 1984.
Go to the boat, go to the boat. When two tribes go to war. living in a land where sex and horror are the new.
Number one this week in 1984. It still sounds so good, doesn't it? Two Tribes, Frankie Goes to Hollywood. I want to say thank you for listening to the Fantasy Chart this week. Thoroughly enjoyed playing the tunes for you and picking the tunes. Hope you've enjoyed listening. I'll be back soon with another Fantasy Chart, and I'll be here 8 till 10 with Busby Broadcasts on BC Radio. See you soon. Take care. Bye now.
By the community, this is BCR.